Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Okay, so it's recording. So you guys, we can't do a real show today because
life is happening right now.
Well, life is shopping. This is I don't know, Kevin, have you ever been on the show before?
Yes, I have. I think twice.
Oh, okay.
Once or twice.
Well, first of all,
this is Tom McGee's. We have LaTaqua in the driver's seat.
Yes. And this is episode 60 to the motherfucking 9.
Okay. The show's over.
Exactly. Oh,
No, do it as long as possible. You have to do it longer than John Long.
Oh, I could do it long. I could do it real long.
So we just had breakfast at Le Peep.
Le Peep.
And dessert walked in as we walked out. Oh, he was, well, not so much dessert for me.
But no, because he was a ginger. Did you see him?
He was ginger and white.
Well,
negatives.
There are ginger Mexicans. That's true. But anyways, yeah,
He was a tall drink of water.
He was a delicious,
more like
white frappuccino.
Do you know where the recorder is for this?
Yeah, it's right there.
The bottom. He was more of a frappuccino, is what he said.
He was a white chocolate frappuccino.
So
actually, he was a white chocolate frappuccino.
Right. Oh, good one.
Good one. That's a double entendre.
Got it. We got that.
Yeah.
That's why I said good one.
Yeah.
You don't have to explain the joke.
Well, you know. All of our two listeners.
Right. So we're on our way to do a little shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Roger has to go to the mall and buy some tampons.
Yeah.
And
I gotta clog that leaky hole. That's called, Ricky.
Is it really leaky or just
it's
pasty?
No, it's like mucusy / infection leaky.
Oh, okay.
It's like,
did you switch your formula? Is that what happened? you're eating adult food now?
Yes. Yes, my butthole needs a clogger.
Ew. And then
or I need to get an antibiotic.
And then tomorrow. Boy, do you.
Well, I've been hanging around with you.
And then tomorrow, Tony and I are having a king-size bed delivered. How long was it?
Oh, my God.
How long was it for me to make that decision?
Well, first of all, let's just recap what happened last week. So last week I stated that he was not going to get a bed because he haws around everything. And so
it takes forever for me to make
a
decision.
Yes, ever. We get there and I was already set on I was going to get a new bed. I just needed to go see it and then make the deal. And then we get there, and my friend starts showing him the bed, and he's, like, telling him, X, Y, and Z, this is why it's perfect, blah, 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 blah. Ricky's like, okay, what could you do for me for a deal? And my friend's like, okay, let's see what we can do. And, while he's still working with me, at this point, I had already made my decision. My bed was basically bought at that point. This one, it literally took him, half an hour before your decision was, fully made.
Right. Well, that's because I had to ask Tony. I had to confer with him.
Right.
And actually, Tony told me no, not to get it. But I
yes.
did.
And, well, first
but
of all, he
it was such
didn't.
A good deal.
He told him no. And then he said, yes, please, pull over in the middle of the fucking street.
Don't hit her.
They like equal rights, so you can't
curse
them.
Have you seen the person that walked out of the car? Gayer than Christmas, 1944. He comes over to me, and I privately tell him, I'm like, Ricky, I was like, you need to get this deal. I'm like, you're saving a lot of money. I was like, because this is not what you would normally pay for the bed. Mind you, he was getting a king-size bed with an adjustable mattress.
I got
an adjustable frame.
Right.
And the adjustable frame on its own was already, $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And So I was like, dude, seriously, like, you're getting a really good deal. I'm like, if you don't do this, like, I mean, yeah, we could come back and, you know, see my friend and he'll give us a deal again. But, like, you know, you should just get it since you're going to need one anyway. And he was like, okay. And then he starts, he walks away, comes back.
I had to do some math.
I don't know what math. When you're getting, like, $2,000 off of a $4,000 total, I don't know what kind of math you need to do. But anyways, so he comes back and he's like, I think I'm just going to do it. And I was like, what did Tony say? Then he shows me the text message. Mind you, Ricky had essentially laid out everything. Like, this is what the bed would cost. This is what it costs now. This is a total. This is what it costs now. Like, basically told him, like, we're saving a lot of money.
Right.
And he was like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, is he hot, Clary? Like, shut the fuck up, you Mexican. You don't know numbers. Sign in that dotted line, goddammit. And finally, he was like, yes. He's like, I need to, he's like, and he's going to get, he decides to get it. And I literally was like, so is this the point where I need to fall on the floor?
Yeah, because you said you were going to fall out if I got a bed that day.
Like,
did you finance?
Yes.
Yeah.
But only,
so
well,
how much are you paying in interest?
No, yeah, zero interest for the first, well, I won't get into personal, but
yeah.
Like for me, mine was zero interest. It's zero interest for 5 years, but I'm only paying mine off in 4 years. That's supposedly. I'm like, I'll probably pay it off in two. But
and mine's 0% too, but right. I'm paying mine off in
a So the maximum 0% interest is 5, and then anything after that, they charge
five
you
years.
Like 23 or 27% interest. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
That's crazy.
The amount of interest. Like, if you can't pay $50 a month for 4 years, if that's what you can afford, then you shouldn't be getting a bed. Period. Like, you shouldn't be getting one. So, but anyway, so, it was really, my friend took care of us really, really well. We got really good deals. I got, although mine was a little bit more expensive because I got a Tempur-Pedic, like, I still got a really good deal. Because
mm-hmm.
essentially the only thing I paid for was a mattress. And we got, I got two pillows free. I got two pillows free. Ricky, unfortunately,
I got two pillows for free too.
Yeah, that's right.
But you had to grow those.
My pillows.
That took more than 5 years. You got interest now.
Well, you know, Ricky had to
my
do special
pillows.
Services.
My dirty pillows.
Right. He had to provide special services for them pillows.
So anyway, we're on our way. We have to go to the mall. I need to buy like a king size set of sheets and all that stuff. And then...
which is really insane because when you think about it, like it is expensive to buy like king size sheets and all that shit. Like full to queen. I mean, from full to queen, it's not really that much of a difference.
But to king?
But from going from, like, full to a king, that's...
Well, we're going for a queen. We had a queen size.
Oh, you had a queen size? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a big jump, and it's a little bit more expensive, but...
We had a high queen size.
So, it's funny story. So, when I first got my very first own bed that I actually bought on my own, I went to IKEA to get the bed frame. And the guy was like, well, what size are you looking for? And I was like, oh, full queen, girl. Now, just to preface it, I did that because I knew the guy would get
full
the joke.
Girl.
I was like, full queen girl. He got the joke because clearly he was a fag. But anyways. So how's your week been? Since we're only going to record one.
Right. And we're already at... Oh, 9 minutes.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a really short show, you guys.
Yeah, it's probably going to be like, you know, 15.
Well, we could just give an update. We'll be in the process of moving the studios over soon.
Yes.
That's going to be something we're going to be doing. And then we're still in the process of getting our condo put together, like everything in order. We had ceiling fans put in last night by this really hot guy. He looked like Aladdin.
I, of course, cannot testify to this because I didn't see him and I didn't get any pictures.
But I think he had your car on, so I was like,
Oh.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah. But he was
so
hot.
That screams like douchery.
I think he kind of was, but he was so hot, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you
hear that?
Yeah, it was a little girl.
I think you hit someone and you're dragging
them. Right.
That's what that scream
is. No, I'm within the mile range.
So, everyone, Kevin is the guy that works on our website and does stuff
sometimes.
For us. Say hey.
Hey.
Hey, Quang.
We're going to get sued for that. We need to stop.
No, why?
Because Johnny McGovern uses that for his show.
But is it trademarked?
Probably.
It doesn't matter. I don't think the same laws apply for podcasts.
No, he does a video YouTube show.
I know. I've seen it. I saw him when he did
Michelle Visage.
Michelle Visage. And that shit was funny.
So
he's a little obnoxious, though. Like, a little loud obnoxious. Like, okay, hi, Queen! It's like, right. Bro, you don't smoke too many cigarettes.
And
today. and he's a freaky motherfucker. Girl, he was on a podcast we shall not name, but I was listening to to him talk, and he is into some freaky deaky shit.
And he admitted it?
Yeah, it was like openly. Like, he's into sadomasochism. He likes Asian tops.
Oh, that sounds normal.
Well, that's... Yes. I thought that was like a legend.
Yeah. That's like a freak. That's
Asian like, tops that is like a legend, right?
That is some freaky shit.
That's like... So he's into unicorns.
Right, exactly. Mike Lawson should know if there are any...
Well, how big is the Asian horn?
It can't be too big, right?
Yeah. Well, I think he likes to be dominated, and I think that's the reason why he likes that. But he specifically is attracted to Asian men, and typically they have to be, like, thin, and, that's the same bullshit you white motherfuckers like.
That's kind of weird, though, because all the guys in his videos are always,
like,
Latinos.
Bigger boys and Latino.
No, yeah.
No, he likes all kinds, but he's partial to, like, twinky Asian guys who are tops. Ugh. Which is, like...
No one does that.
No.
Have you ever been to Thailand? That's why they call it Bangkok.
Right.
Good one, Kevin.
When you have to pay them like what 18 rupees to
that's India.
Well, you know, same difference. It's Asia.
Y'all, welcome to Foul Monkeys, the most racist show you'll ever hear.
Well, you know, the leader is a white West Virginian, and
I am not from West Virginia. Get it right.
Wait, didn't you say you're from?
Western Virginia.
So basically, not, West Virginia.
No. Well, it used to be one state. Do you know why they separated?
Because one side went, ugh, the other side is ugly.
Well, no, because West Virginia did not agree with slavery, and Virginia did, so that's why they separated.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Interesting. That makes me this coach prouder of West Virginia.
That's about the only good thing they got going for them.
Well, they got all them country boys
Have you ever been there?
West Virginia?
Yeah. What's it like?
It's very beautiful. They do have, like, a lot of beautiful mountains and bridges and...
Yeah.
I mean, it's very nice, but it's very poor. Some areas are really poor. Like, some places, they still get their stuff delivered by train.
Yeah.
Like, they have no cars in the coal mines and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah. It's real crazy.
But that's because they can't, like, people choose to live. Well, it's not the poorest state, as we found out in one podcast, but it is, it's not urbanized. No one wants to, and especially because I think it's, like, because it's so mountainous.
It's
like,
all natural.
Yeah.
Like, they want to keep it that way. And...
Nobody got time for caveman action. I want to lay in a nice...
Oh my god, you want to hook up with a caveman? Is that what you just said? What do you think that's like, hooking up with a caveman?
You!
So that was last night. Yeah. Right.
I mean...
That was your last night hookup.
Right.
I think they'd be really inexperienced. And they'd probably be dirty.
There'd be a lot of spitting involved. A lot of...
No, I don't even think that. I don't think a caveman has developed that much. They would just fucking rape you.
Wow. Oh, they'd go in dry.
Real dry, because it's quite sandy.
It's like flour dry.
It's like sandy.
It's like ashy dry.
Oh.
Oh, that's awful. That just hurt. My asshole just
Do you think there's bones involved besides the actual, you know, dick?
Well, there's no bone in there.
Well, that it's a boner.
Okay, there's no bone in there. But I understand what you're saying.
I've actually had an argument with someone who...
And it's not muscle,
either. Who truly believed that there was
a bone?
A pelvic or a penis bone.
No, we are the only... Actually, I think we're the only mammals that don't have a bone in their bone.
I don't think that's true.
No, because...
What about horses?
Most have...
Horses don't. Have you ever seen that thing?
I say we are one of
y'all. Can you fact check Roger, please?
No, because I know
he's
everything
trying to be
and
like
nothing.
Fox News up in here.
No, no, because I know everything and I know nothing. Remember?
No, you're licensed and everything and about nothing.
Right. I'm certified in everything and nothing.
Oh my God, what's going on?
They're just trying to get across the street. They're racing.
No.
Oh, that girl. That in the one back girl with
like
hair.
The one with the blue jeans on. She looks like Pennsylvania from Orange is the New Black.
Oh, she kind of does. That other little one, she's such a lesbian.
Oh, the one in the black?
Yeah, with the
short
hair.
She looks like
hair.
The girl from...
she kind of looks like you.
She's cute.
She has hair, like, pretty and pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
She's totally...
But she's, like,
80s.
She's, like, ugly and black.
But they have no idea what... Ugly and black. But they have no
her
idea...
hair.
Right.
Not her.
Well...
You're... She's white.
They have no idea of what the '80s is.
In black. Like she's wearing black.
Oh, right.
She's like the lady in black.
Get it fucking right. God damn it.
I didn't say and black.
Welcome to Film Monkeys, the most racist show on earth.
I don't see color.
I don't see color.
I don't see color. Get out of my face, Whitey!
No, it's more like, get into my face.
Oh, right.
I don't see color. That's why I only see white people.
That's because they blend in. Anyways, what were we talking about? Okay, so we're headed to Bed Bath & Beyond to go... I don't know why I just did that.
Because you're gay.
Well, it was more like, you know...
You're super gay.
Kevin, can you hand me the umbrella back?
Poncho.
That's racist.
Very.
Well, I mean, look at you. I could have said tarp.
That's sizes.
Which is not racist.
It's sizes.
I mean... That's just
best
me.
Friend ever. I get that award, right?
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna tell you something.
You love me.
I
are we getting real here?
real.
Are we getting for
that's
real?
That's kinda cute. That Jeep.
Yeah, that's the new Renegade.
That's cute. I like that.
That model is based off the 500X.
What's the deal with the taillights though?
It's kinda weird. Yeah. It has the X's in it, but it's real cute.
Yeah, it is. It looks cute.
Off topic.
I mean, where is this Bed Bath and Beyond? Because
it's
like,
beyond.
Yeah, it looks like we're
it's
going
beyond the bed
beyond.
And bath.
This is beyond any
bed and bath.
This
I didn't
is
know
the most
Fannie
Mae. Oh my God!
I didn't know that was a Fannie Mae candy house back there.
Fannie Mae.
I thought that was a foundation.
It's kind of cute.
That's
It looks too cheapy, like too plasticky.
Well, it's their SUV crossover.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Fannie Mae.
Fannie Mae.
Girl, that Fannie Mae is cheap
and
plasticky.
That is not a word, by the way. I don't think so.
Plasticky.
Right.
I mean, who names herself Fannie, anyways?
Hi, I've got a degree from Harvard. Can I ask you a question? Let's not get into that.
Harvard County Community College.
No. Harvard Online College. Because you ain't nobody got time to move.
Right.
No, you can take online classes at Harvard. I was considering.
Not the type of people that Roger's talking about.
But you still got to get into the college.
What if I.
I'm dying.
Oh my God. This was the perfect storm.
Lord's Jesus.
Woohoo.
You mean the perfect storm?
Right. Oh my God. That was fucking hilarious. My stomach hurts.
Alright.
Enough of the racism for today.
Poor Kevin.
Yes, so I got
Roger
my bed.
Roger isn't always like this.
I'm not. I got my bed. It's comfortable. I get in it and I fall asleep.
Do you sleep in zero gravity?
Do you
fall asleep with it up?
No,
flat?
I sleep in anti-snore.
Oh, and it's nice?
Yes, because I don't think I'm snoring anymore. Like, because it was enough where it was like, my head was, like, it's really weird, and you'll notice this, when you put it on and you actually fall asleep, you don't even notice that it's up.
Inclined?
Yeah, that it's inclined, because, I mean, I don't know if you sleep with a lot of pillows, but I do, so I don't one notice pillow. It. Oh, God, how do you do it? I sleep with, like, pillow. 7.
Well, that's because you have no one.
It's like,
I prefer...
God, I'm an awful person. You are the most hateful motherfucker ever on this earth. Ever.
Oh, my God.
You are so mean. Oh,
we need to drive all the time.
You're going to go to hell for that.
All my work is so close to here.
You see, this is what I have to deal with on a daily.
But you love me still. You keep me around.
You guys hang out daily?
No.
I only get like once a month.
No, no. But we text all the time.
The last month it's been fun. It was once.
No. Anyway, so yes, but I do the anti-snore because it only does a head.
That's what she said.
Right. I wish it was doing the head.
Hey.
But it's really comfortable.
I can't wait to melt
like,
into mine.
Seriously, it takes me like 5 minutes and I'm out. So like
it takes me about 5 minutes to fall asleep on Ambien. Do you think it's going to take me like less than 1 minute to fall asleep on the bed and on Ambien?
I think so. I think you're going to get on the bed. You're going to have already taken the Ambien and literally you're not going to even be able to put your feet over the bed. You're already going to be like...
It does feel really good to sleep.
Oh my God. And my back doesn't hurt and my shoulders doesn't hurt. My shoulders don't hurt. Ugh. It's just really good. I'm very happy. I paid an arm and a leg and a testicle for it, it's all right.
I was a little less classy with mine.
I bought the testicle.
can you hand it back?
Nope, it's mine.
It was your just only hand function it back. One.
No, it's fine. It's not like I was going to do anything with it.
Hello.
Hello. But just continue to spill that seed. Preferably in my mouth.
All over. We gotta go. Roger's getting so gross.
Why is it so busy?
It's Mother's Day, girl.
Oh, that's...
There's a parking space right there.
They're going into Fresh Market. I don't know if I want to park there.
Fresh Market?
All right, we gotta go. This show's
all right,
over.
Bye. This is Ricky.
And this is Trenisha.
And Kevin. I don't have a nickname.
No, you're Ornacia.
Oh, I'm Ornacia.
I don't want to park here. This is cool. It's
too close.
Oh, my God.
Hit.
He wants to park, like, at the mall.
No, because you know what?
You got
like,
people waiting for you, Roger.
I know. They can fucking wait. Not they can go around me. Anyways, that's okay, because the handy Smurf has a bigger spot.
Okay, we gotta go.
Bye.
There's
actually a guy in front of us staring at us.
I thought it was a seat.
Hold on, I haven't stopped the recording yet.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.